This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, Antonio Pittman, 11:20, Tim May, 1 o'clock, Kevin Stefanski's press conference, little bit later in the day, coming up a little bit later in the day. You know, Browns and Bengals right here on 92.3 The Fan. That is at that is Sunday. Kickoff is at 1, various platforms to catch your pregame show. I'll be over on NCX for the Browns Radio Network. That'll start 4 hours. Our good friend Ken Kerman, who just walked out of the studio, he'll get you going with the first part of it, and then I'm in for the second 2 hours. He's in for the first 2 hours. So, and then Jeff is there for you at halftime and postgame with Tyvis Powell. So, are we
what
all set for Sunday?
It's going to be.
I know. I'm excited. I'm ready for this game.
Yeah, me too.
You got a game tonight on YouTube, Chiefs and Chargers. That's regular YouTube, right? You can watch that if you just download YouTube, you're good to go. You don't need like YouTube Plus or anything.
You'll also be able to listen to that game, Westwood Wins coverage of it, right here on 92.3 The Fan. You'll be listening to the NFL all season long.
Wow, this has been the best.
We're just shameless pluggers.
I know. That's all. Jeff, you got anyone to throw more in there? Daryl Ryder's our Browns beat reporter.
He is.
Yeah, that's another problem.
You listen to a wonderful, riveting show Monday at 10, because we'll talk all about the game right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Wow, look at that. Why don't we just do an entire segment of promos? That'd be great. Last night, we had Eagles, Cowboys, 24-20. Eagles, a winner last night. And is this a prelude to what we're going to see for the rest of the season, as we had a player kicked off before the first play from scrimmage? And I'm still trying to figure out Nolan Smith, what happened to him last night, like why he got tossed from that game. So is this the new NFL that we're looking at? Taunting rules, and we had spitting last night, and we had a rain delay. Okay, rain delay I can live with. But spitting, like, what are you thinking there? Taunting, what are you thinking there? And then, you know, the season's underway, so I think we're all kind of excited about that.
Do you like to see the nonsense in the game?
It depends what the nonsense is.
Like, I don't mind the fun. I think that's great. I'm glad they do that.
What's the difference?
The taunting to me is not a good thing that you need to have in the league. You know, if somebody makes a big play and, you know, rubs it in the other guy's face, I don't think you need that. And if they want to go ahead and regulate that out of the game, that's okay by me. But I'm glad they brought the alleged fun back into the game. You know, last night the Eagles defense picked up a fumble and then ran into the end zone away from the Cowboys. You know, they ran and ran a defensive tush push across the back of the end zone. That was funny. That was funny. Now, should professional athletes have better things to do than choreograph moves during the week? They got a lot of time on their hands.
Maybe.
There's a lot of time between meetings.
Well, they did
meetings.
Cut away a lot of the practice time
between
time.
Meetings. I don't mind the fun at all. In fact, I think it's great. But as if football's not a machismo sport enough, you don't need to, you know, if you stand over a quarterback you just sacked, and, you know, looking like a bad, you know what? Well, you should be penalized.
What if you turn to the fans and flex your muscles to the fans? So you walk away from the person you just laid out, like on any given sack, right? Guy comes in, blows up the quarterback. It's a sack. He's feeling good, feels the adrenaline rush, just gave his team defensively, maybe picked up 6 to 10 yards and put the team back the other way. And he turns to his fans and he shows his muscles the way Albert Bell did. Is there a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either.
Does the NFL? We might be seeing down the road. I just don't think you need the taunt. If you want to celebrate and everything, okay. I personally always loved the Jim Brown theory. Here, I just scored a touchdown. Take the ball. You know why? Because I'm going to do it again. And I've done it before.
Fear us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That to me was the best taunting you could do. Yeah, I just won 35 yards for a touchdown, and I ran over your linebacker. Here, take the ball, Mr. Official. Thanks. I loved that.
Because I'm coming right back for another
one. Yeah, I'm coming. Here I come again.
But
the whole thing for the first down, you know, how especially see wide receivers do it. Those guys, they're flamboyant. They're fun. But, you know, they get up. I just caught a pass for 7 yards. Yeah, baby, here we go. Oh, look at me. I'm pointing the other way. We got a first down. Really?
Well,
I mean, you're making 35 mil. That's kind of the idea.
But no, my favorite part of that is after they've dropped 3 passes prior, and now all of a sudden,
and
they barely hung on to the ball on a 3-yard catch, and they cross the line, and they're barely tackled. Now all of a sudden, and they point to the first down, and they give you the first down sign like they're the official. I'm like, wow, that's really, really good. You dropped 2 passes before this that you probably should have had that could have been touchdowns. But now you've got a first down. That's the one thing that I think irritates me more than anything.
Yeah.
I don't really have a problem with defensive players. I just, they don't need, like last night, Smith did kind of stand over him and was talking, right? There's no reason for that.
Well, no, it's not anything. Personally, I don't care for it. I don't think it's anything that's terribly egregious, but the NFL doesn't want that. And I get that. You know, these guys beat the you-know-what out of each other for a living. You don't and you're going to catch a guy. You know what I mean? I mean, you might have the best left tackle ever, but you're going to beat him once in a while. Does that mean you need to get in the quarterback's face and taunt him? No, I don't. I personally don't think so. But as you said, Andy, if you want to sack the quarterback, get up and sprint toward your stands and flex, go for it. Have some fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's parts of me that wonder what the NFL wants and what they don't want. Because
yeah, it's a little vague, isn't
well,
it?
Well, the hard part is they put a giant TV screen in the end zone so the defense can watch themselves on a selfie after they've come up with a big play.
That's insane. That's ridiculous.
Goofy.
But guess what? Why not? It's a celebration.
Yeah, but I see the funny part is I don't really mind it on defense. Like, that doesn't
bother
me.
Because the defense doesn't get a whole lot of...
Yeah, they don't get to score.
To celebrate. Yeah.
Could you imagine if a punter has the ball, it's a bad snap, they get it, and then the next thing you know, they run 80 yards for a touchdown because there was good blocking. Like, if he wanted to spike the ball or do something sassy, I'd be okay with it. It's the punter. he's going to get blown up on the next play anyway.
You better be careful.
Someone's going to take a 15-yard penalty for that because it was the punter if you had a play like that. I just don't understand what the NFL wants, though. Does the NFL want guys to overreact after a play?
Or how about this? Let's go with more than one game. Let's get through the weekend. See what kind of stuff gets called. It'll be a conversation for Monday. You know, what are they going to do? How are they going to do it? What are they going to call? What are they not going to call? And we might get a better idea. I just don't, you know, remember they allowed fun back into the game?
Yeah. Remember, because they were the no fun league, and I don't think they like being called that.
No, well, and look at what these guys do for a living. I mean, you can't completely ask a guy to get up and not show any emotion. That's silly, and you don't want that. You know, you want to sell your sport. I personally loved it, you know, when you see a guy like Nick Chubb was, when he was here, was about as Jim Brown as you're going to get. You know, Nick didn't go over the top on much of anything. And I love that. I love that approach. But that's just me. You know, if folks love celebrating, that's great too. That's great. Just there's no need to taunt, and certainly no need to, you know, spit on anybody.
So here's the true definition of the rule. The NFL taunting rule aims at preventing unnecessary displays of disrespect between players and to promote sportsmanship. The rule prohibits players from directing derogatory gestures or words at their opponent's actions that the league believes could lead to altercations or escalate tensions during games. Did we just see how this year is going to look last night? And it's not, you know, like the first, the spitting thing was just ridiculous. That's easy. But the taunting call for Nolan Smith is like, is that the bar? Well,
let's see.
Is that what they're going to be? Because like see. Sports Illustrated said that, like the headline for them was, the bar for taunting penalty this year looks shockingly low in Eagles-Cowboys game.
Again, one game, one call. Let's see where this goes.
But don't you feel like that? I mean, we've been told the NFL is going to be. Here's the thing. Okay, we've all been told the NFL is going to forcefully instruct these taunting calls this year. They want to make sure that guys aren't taunting other players. Why? Right. Because you heard that. Yeah. Okay, so you know that. The players clearly know it, but yet there will be a player that will do this and cost his team 15 yards at some point. Like, well, how much more does a player need to know before that? How many taunting calls are we going to see this weekend?
I don't know.
Knowing that players know exactly what the rules are. They know what the league wants. So why would you taunt?
Let's see what they call this weekend. Why would you taunt? I don't know. You know, you can celebrate without taunting. I'm sure that's what they're looking for.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it so? Are we going back to the no fun league or not? That's my question.
I don't think so. Can we get through one game? More than one game?
Maybe.
I've mentioned that a few times.
Are you sure?
I think I have.
Well, they did call it a little in the preseason, too. I don't know if you were locked into the preseason the way I am.
I love the preseason.
Nothing better than the preseason.
Third and fourth quarters of that third game. Oh, my God.
I'm also, you said something in the first segment. I know we got a minute here. That you don't like the thought of playing these games on Friday night. I was a little bit shocked by that.
No.
Why?
I personally love the NFL on Sunday and Monday. Thursday I can deal with. I think it's not the best thing for the players to play on that short of rest. You know, yesterday was fine because it was the first game of the year. That short of rest, the players will tell you that it's not good for them. And the most fans who watch a game will tell you, well, that wasn't the viewing experience I was hoping for because most of the games are crummy on Thursday. The quality of play isn't as good as it should be.
Do you see the rationale what I have on that though? The part of it that I really don't like is the fact that
I know.
You know, I like just let the high school kids play on Friday night. I don't think it's that big.
If we still had
deal.
The drop, Dan would play right now. It's
what about the
woman
kids?
Screaming? It's all about the children.
It is all about the children. You know it is. It's the way we roll. All right, let's come back. I do want to ask you a little bit about that. Do you think the NFL should be playing on Friday night? Because we do have a game tonight, Chiefs and Chargers, and we want to get into Browns Bengals. So we're going to do all that when we come back. It is Baskin and Phelps. 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.